Lynn Garris, of course, with the York County Council on Aging, making sure our seniors live life to the fullest. And you guys have a lot of programs, and but you can't do it alone. And I know there are so many volunteer opportunities. Meals on Wheel or the food program is one of your biggest needs. And briefly talk about that, because you also said there are other ways people can volunteer if they can't do it during the workday.
Right. Right this minute, our biggest need is for meal delivery volunteers in Rock Hill.
Okay.
That is our largest, you know, delivery program. And, you know, during the summertime, people go on vacation. Yeah. And really, we need people who are willing to do it all the time. But we also need people who are willing to be called at the last minute and say, look, we've got a sick volunteer, or we know for a fact that next week, you know, Joe is going to be out on vacation. Could you help fill in? And they don't have to do it every day.
Yeah, that might be a good step into the program, just here and there, fill in.
Exactly. And just see if you like it. And a lot of people who have started out that way do volunteer regularly. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great opportunity. It's fun. It doesn't take long. And it means so much to the people who get the food.
So who makes a volunteer? What's the makeup of this person? What are their hours? Kind of explain a little bit about what people are signing up for.
Okay. Well, first of all, there is no real typical makeup. Except caring.
Okay. Well, we love people.
And
so that's
big hearts. That's
yes.
Right. Big hearts.
Okay.
We have college students. We have retired people. We have people who are like homemakers. Who are housewives or single people living alone in the home with children who want their children exposed to the concept of volunteering and giving. So, especially during the summer, we have a lot of people who bring their children along.
Nice.
And, of course, the seniors who receive the meals love to see the kids and that kind of thing. So it's a great opportunity for people with children. But basically, it takes about an hour from maybe 10:30 to noon.
Okay.
And that's the window. Mm-hmm. It takes maybe an hour to do it, depending on the size of the route.
And the volunteers are not making the food, correct?
No.
Okay,
it's all
yes.
packed up and ready
gotcha,
to go.
Yes.
The food is made. We feed over 800 people out of the Rock Hill commercial kitchen. The food is homemade. It's prepared, in strict dietary guidelines. And it goes out in bulk to our senior centers. We have 7 in York and Chester County.
Wow.
And then it also goes out to those same centers in the form of individual routes that are packaged up. So the volunteer just picks them up and takes them to Chester centers, Chester seniors in need, or to Fort Mill seniors.
And they've
York
got a
seniors.
List of, like, the stops and everything those lines. And we've talked before so many times that a lot of times the only interaction that the folks homebound have with anyone in a 24-hour period is with these volunteers.
Oh, that's for a lot of our seniors. Those are the only people they see.
All day.
Have family who maybe live far away, or they may have family right across town that just don't come visit.
Oh, it's so sad.
And
if
they have pets, their pets are their lifeline. Mm-hmm. But if not, they're truly isolated, and all of them really appreciate the volunteers and look forward to, you know, if you can spend a little bit of time, great. Some people can't because they're on their work hour, lunch hour. But just that warm smile and hello and, you know.
Little contact
means the world.
You're talking about June being Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe a volunteer is the only person that gets to see that this is a situation where we need to step in.
That's another thing about these volunteers that are so important. We've had volunteers who deliver a meal and no one comes to the door, and they peek in the window and they see the senior lying on the floor and they call 911.
Oh.
And then we call the family, or they call us, but of course, you know, 911 is brought in right away, and they've saved lives. Mm. And also, if something's not right, you talk to that senior and you see bruises or something that isn't right.
Right.
You need to really let us know that, because we will contact Adult Protective Services.
Where does your funding come from for the York County Council on Aging? Do we do fundraising for you?
We do the fundraising.
Okay.
And our event is coming up again on November 29th.
Okay.
It's always the night before the Christmasville kickoff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
right.
It's wonderful. We started holding it at the Guardian Building, and it's such a wonderful venue. And every single penny goes to the meals.
Nice.
Meal program. And we still have, we cannot seem to get ahead of about 320 seniors who are on the waiting list for meals. And these are seniors who live close to the poverty line. And if they don't get funding, if we don't get the funding, they aren't going to eat properly. And, of course, you know, staying home independently, nutrition is critical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you think about different, you know, making a whole meal. They're not seniors don't eat a lot anyway, as far as the portions are small.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And to eat healthy, and we've talked about this before, is expensive.
It's expensive.
To eat healthy and everything else. So, you know, they're getting sadly, what they can afford.
Which and I'll tell you this, the price it costs us to prepare the meals, we do not break even. It's about $8 a meal.
Gosh.
And it's very, very expensive. Wow. It may even be a little bit more than that now. But one thing I wanted to mention to people, if you want to volunteer but you don't know that you want to deliver meals or you don't know that you can, if you have a talent, if you sing or you dance or you have something you'd like to share, if you have a story, you know, we have seven centers, York and Chester County, York, Fort Mill, Clover, Rock Hill, Edgemore, Chester, and Great Falls. And any one of those centers would love to have somebody come in and tell them a story, talk to them, direct an activity or a craft. There's just, the sky's the limit. You can be as creative as you want to be. But these seniors love learning new things and meeting new people. So that's another avenue.
Young, cute people coming in and saying hello to
them. Oh, they just love
them. I love them.
Even if you come, even if you just want to come in and say hello, they would love that.
Oh, our church, we attend North Rock Hill Church. That's where our family attends. And last December, we threw like a Christmas brunch for the folks at the senior home here in Rock Hill. We provided music to them breakfast, and we played bingo, and they won all kind of things like toilet paper and cleaning supplies.
And they need that.
It was going through like this. I mean, if there would have been $100 up there, I think they would have still gone for everything
for
else.
But, for the 409 and the paper
towel. Because that's the stuff that they need all the time. It
was
so much fun. It was really
a neat
good
idea.
Observation just to see. And we met, like you said, the seniors have so many stories. We met a lady who said she was instrumental in helping designing and building the Easy Bake Oven when she lived up wherever, you know, wherever
isn't
it was.
Isn't that
but
so
she was
so
designing
cool.
and building the first Easy Bake Oven. And I was fascinated with her.
That's awesome. We have a senior now, and I remember when we had the one of the veteran tributes. He was talking about the fact that his job was to bring the soldiers who had passed away in Vietnam home.
Oh man!
And you know, you don't they don't talk about that all the time.
No.
But imagine what kind of
emotions
that would bring forth. And
every time,
what a story! What a story! There are just so many. You just talk to them for a few minutes. You go, this is a really interesting person, and it's a blessing to work there. It's a wonderful place, and I believe so much in what they do. And luckily, the people who support us believe in it, too.
How do we contact you? If we want to become a volunteer or have any questions about coming over and visiting with the seniors,
right.
How do we call
or
you?
Or if you want to support our benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly
oh,
use.
Yeah.
Let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
It's 803-328-0197, and my extension's 311. And I'm Lynn Garris. You can also check our website, which is yccoa.com, not .org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. But in there, if you look on our resources page, there's some information on elder abuse. If you want to look at that, scroll down towards the bottom. Actually, I believe, scroll down towards the bottom of the page, and there's some information on what to do if you suspect elder abuse, who to contact in York and Chester County.
All right, we will. Lynn Garris, it's so nice to see you.
It's so nice to be here.
You
it's so good to see
so
y'all.
You had some knee surgery. You're all healed.
I am all healed.
Yay.
I can't believe it.
You can run marathons now?
I'm walking a marathon around my living room.
I'll run with you. I like to run.
Well, hopefully I'll work into a good brisk walk, and then we'll talk.
There you go.
Well, Lynn Garris, everything you do is so appreciated.
Oh, yes.
So thank
same
you so
here.
Much.
Thank you all so much.
It's yccoa.com. That's the York County Council on Aging. Become a Meals on Wheels volunteer. Help the seniors because
absolutely.
We really need you.
Thank you so much.